We are back in studio at the, what is this, the Allstate Showcase Studio at WGN Radio. I'm sitting here next to John Cush of Cushing Law, or is it Cushing, right? John Cushing of Cushing Law. Welcome to the show, for starters.
Well, Scott, thank you very much. I'm glad we had the opportunity to talk to you.
Of course. So we wanted to kind of jump into this because this was an arrangement that was set up by my friend John Clark, who I've known forever, affectionately known as Pookie, because he's so huge and tall and strapping. No, I'm just kidding, John. But both Johns, I'm kidding. But there's a Loyola connection here, and we work a lot with all of the universities, Technori does, with the universities to try to sort of give them access to mentors, give them access to entrepreneurship lessons, things, internships, et cetera, and we host all kinds of events with them. So when I had the opportunity to find out that Loyola's football team is back, and that there was an opportunity to have you come in and talk about sort of how you guys have helped. I mean, you're a major part of helping fund this new thing, the Ramblers football's back.
Well, John was a huge part of bringing it back. Many, many years ago in the 70s, we had played a couple years of club football, and for reasons far beyond our control, it kind of evaporated. Well, the old guys just couldn't let it go, so we kept going back and trying to help encourage the school to reinvent it, and they did, and it wouldn't have happened without John because, quite frankly, he's a terrific, terrific coach, and his enthusiasm was just amazing, and it got people out and about and in really difficult circumstances. Number one, when we were doing it, Loyola was, it's a wonderful school, and I love it, and I went law school alumni and everything else, but we had a lot of kids from the Catholic League who played football who all were just like buddies, and we went and played. Now, with the bank of students from all over the world, it's not the same.
Yeah, it's got to be harder.
So he really had to go out and sell, and
he's good at that.
Oh my God, he's good at that.
Yeah. He's fantastic at it. Well, he's got the great. He's a very energetic person. He's got the sort of storyline where he's, I believe, multi-time national champion at the D3 level at Milliken. Was a cornerback. He'll make sure to let you know that he ran a 4-something 40 at one point, so that you won't get out of the room without it. So
he looks insane.
Oh yeah, of course, and he's still in great shape, which is you know. More than I can say for myself. Right. But anyway, we want to kind of talk about you a little bit because there, you know, first off, there was an auction. We wanted to make sure that people know that you came in here and supported the school. So I want to make sure that people know that and give you an opportunity to talk about, since you've graduated just a few years ago, what you've been up to.
I'm an old guy. No.
Hey, this is radio. No one can, well, I guess if they're on WGNRadio.com, they can see you, but otherwise they wouldn't know.
They can hear it.
A young voice.
Yeah, no, not at all. Excuse me, no. I've been practicing law my entire career, 40 years as a lawyer, and I now am in practice with my son, Michael, who's a tremendous trial lawyer. We do personal injury work, and from the very beginning, we've just tried to, our motto and our goal and our desire is to just try to help people. And funnily, kind of funny, my mother, Irish Catholic guilt that she has her whole career, her whole life, looked at me and said, "John, how can you sue anybody?" And I'd say, "Mom, I'm here to help."
That smile just came out.
She's in heaven after giving me one person a year to help. She'd say, "You know, John, you helped him." I said, "Mom, that's what we do." And over the course of our career and ongoing still, I'm so lucky, we've had several cases that have impacted a broad range of people and made things safer. I'm very, very proud of it. So.
Well, I think ultimately, and I'm certainly guilty of this, we give lawyers a bad rap.
Absolutely. You know, Jay Leno, he made a big living against us. You know, and quite frankly, a lot of it's funny.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's hysterical because it's like when you make fun of accountants, you can't help it. Yeah. It's a career that lends itself to it because at times it can be dry in. I think what people lose sight of is that a lot of things go into the outcomes you may read in the newspaper. There was a ton of hours of work that went into it, and you just hear like the verdict, and that's all you think of, and you forget what goes into it.
Sure, no, it's frustrating in that respect, but quite frankly, it's really, you know, it's really nice. Even if you don't make a dollar at the end of the day, you've talked to someone who needed help, who came to you for help. They trusted you. You did the best you could, and quite frankly, you can lay down and put your head in your pillow and sleep well.
Well, that's always a good thing. I mean, I think that for us, everything is, well, not just me, but millennials in general, I think the mission-driven side of things is important. And speaking of that, we, you know, this is a show about entrepreneurship, and not that being an attorney and running your own firm is certainly an entrepreneur, but you talked about your son.
Yes.
who works with you. And I was just curious from a, you know, there's a lot of tech in law now. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, reading through documents and automated stuff. We got K-Cura here that handles document recovery. How have you seen things in your practice change? And question two, what did you change immediately after having your son come onto the firm?
Well, the main thing with the technology is, number one, I don't do anything anymore. My son does it all.
You probably don't want to say that on the radio.
No. I'm out and about, and I have a lot of client contact and do a lot of things in court. But as far as the research goes, things that used to take us 3 and 4 days searching books in the library, in a matter of 10, 15 minutes, he can bring up the answer and accurately, and all of a sudden it makes us so much more efficient. You know, we're much more useful. And the nice thing about my son Michael coming on board is that quite frankly, we're partners, and the truth is I work for him. And he loves being a lawyer. He's very organized. He's a very good lawyer. And it allows me – it was fun watching him play baseball as a kid. It is 1,000 times
more fun. I was going to say, it's got to be.
Watching him do things in court and handle people and come to me and say, Dad, we can't take that case. I said, it's really interesting, sweetie. And he goes, no. We have to keep this engine moving forward. So
that's got to be obviously, I'm not a father, but I can only imagine watching your son do what you do and sort of do it, you know, even at a better level. And you see him, it's like, it's incredible.
It is. It really is. And like I said, he was a tremendous athlete as a kid. I've got 4 boys and a girl, and I love watching all of them. But going and seeing him in court, I've been in court with him. I've done some trials helping, and you almost have tears in your eyes thinking, oh, my God. I think I'm sure. Hit a homer.
That's so cool. You know, and the other thing you kind of mentioned this is the fact that you can do so much more work and reduce the cost of labor, which is ultimately,
huge.
In our experience,
huge.
Really helps you, not just you, but law firms in general, help those that maybe are a little more disadvantaged or financially can't handle things that was not an option, period. Now it sort of is.
Right. Now, a couple lawyers now can do the work of 6 or 7 plus clerks and things. It's really much more efficient. If you want to be a lawyer and you want to put the time in and learn how to do the research, it can be done quickly and efficiently and really very accurately.
That's awesome. I mean, that's something that, again, like I was thinking about going to law school. I interned and spent some time with a lawyer and was like, oh my God, like this is just not, but now it's different because that was a lawyer in a law firm that didn't use tech.
No, in the beginning, you know? It would bore you to death.
Oh.
I mean, you're weeks before you did anything of any substance, and finally you go, this is great. And the guy goes, fine, here's your next project. You're going, I don't want to go back to the library.
The only uplifting thing that I had going for me was that he said I was a fast talker and there's a might be a chance that I could be a trial lawyer. That was the only advantage I had going for me. And you know, who knows, maybe he's right, maybe he's wrong.
It's a huge advantage.
John, thank you so much, not only for your contributions to Loyola, but coming in here and telling us about Cushing Law and telling the stories about you and your son. It's fantastic. Where do people go to get in touch with you and your son and Cushing Law?
That's what Mike should be here for. Our phone number is 312. What the hell is my number?
It's all good. CushingLaw.com.
2668228.
There you go. You got it. Perfect. Well, we'll put it on the web for you. So anyone who's listening, you can find it on the website. You don't have to even worry about it. We'll get a hold of it.
Okay.
No problem. Thank you so much for coming in.
Okay, Scott.
So anyway, this has been a great show. We're about to go off here now, but I just want to make sure people check back the Technery podcast. It's on iTunes. It's on the WGN page. This past week we had Snapsheet founder, Brad Weisberg in, and it was an incredible conversation, as well as Centro founder. I'm going to screw his name up, but Sean Rigsecker, who really, like, one of the coolest interviews. I did not think it was going to go the way it went. So if you want to learn the backside of how advertising goes and how it's changing on broadcast and TV versus radio as well and versus internet, definitely check that out. You can stream this episode and more at WGNradio.com. Download the podcast, like I said, the Technory podcast on iTunes. Learn more about the Chicago tech community by following us on Facebook and Twitter at Technory, or follow me at Katoon. Boom, that's a